This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Sunday edition of the program. You are invited to join us here as always. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, our Discord call-in lines are open and available to you at discord.lrn.fm, so feel free to drop in there. And you can comment and sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. Tonight it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
So I wasn't here last night on the live Saturday edition, as I normally am, because I was out at the Nashua, New Hampshire Black Lives Matter. I wouldn't call it a protest exactly. It was definitely a large gathering, vigil, or I don't know what the right word is for it. Probably about 1,000 people were at this thing. It was in a very large park called Greeley Park in Nashua. I'd never been there before. They had like a stage, what looked like a permanent stage, set up in this park.
It's okay.
Kind of like an auditorium-style outdoor venue. And so, you know, big speakers were on the stage and everything, and they had microphone, and a number of people were there to speak. And the difference between this event and the ones I've been to previously, so I've been to Black Lives Matter in Manchester, and I went to the one in Keene that happened earlier this week, and they were all big, right? Like Manchester, probably 1,000 people. Keene, probably several hundred. I would say rivaled the numbers in Manchester. And Keene's, you know, a quarter the size of a town. And then Nashua, probably at least 1,000, maybe even more than that in this.
Do you think it matters area in Keene that, one of the activists here saw some of the protesters, asked them where they were from. They chimed in very quickly. Keene, New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm, I heard that, yeah.
And that they, you know, like, couldn't answer some rudimentary questions and obviously weren't from Keene. Does
yeah,
that,
like where they got the food from. That they were
does eating. That mean anything at all that, you know, that clearly people have been trucked in? I don't know that it doesn't mean anything.
Because otherwise, why wouldn't you have the event in every city on the same day? You're having it in different places on different days because you're bussing the same people around.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. I mean, there's no evidence for that. I mean, that's a speculation.
Well, there is evidence
that's
for
evidence.
That. That's evidence.
No, there's not evidence of that. That could simply be that, you know, somebody
that's not
was here. And
proof. And there's a
they
difference
may have
between
lied about where they were from.
And evidence, okay?
Yeah.
Evidence is that, it just points towards something.
You just have somebody who doesn't know where, you know, they got their lunch from, and they probably aren't from this area while they claim to be from here. I mean,
right.
That's all you can really pull from that. You can't say that person came in on a bus because there was no evidence of a bus.
There was no bus. We could find no bus.
Right.
So that they're bringing people in from other places regardless of the means of transportation.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I mean, I came from Keene to go to Nashua, so I came from another place.
Right, and that's all I'm asking here is, does it matter? And I don't know if it does.
No, I don't think it matters at all.
I think it's interesting, and I think that people, for whatever reason, have this this bias that's built in, that if somebody's not from a place for whatever reason, that their say is less meaningful. And I can get it. I can see that in some ways. And I
would say if you don't live there, like, I don't care where you're from. I care where you have chosen to be.
But the next step is where you're from.
Well, if I ask where you're from, I'm asking about your parents. And your parents can defend themselves if they so choose. If I ask where you live, I'm asking about you and the choices you're making currently.
Okay. Well, I can tell you this. I have, as a free stater, somebody who moved to New Hampshire from the state of Florida for the purpose of finding a freer place to live and being in New Hampshire, working towards more freedom with activists, have been asked by state reps, where are you from? Where'd you move from? Where, like, in an accusatory tone, suggesting that somehow my voice was less meaningful than theirs. Mind you, the lady in particular who did it was from Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
Well, right. So people do that, yes. Is that logical would be what I would dispute.
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, in certain cases, it does matter where people are from. If, for instance, or at least it can seem that way, if, for instance, you are from New Hampshire, you may be more likely to have sort of a live-free-or-die mentality because you grew up with that. If, on the other hand, you are from a surrounding New England state, you didn't grow up with that. And so as it's an unfair thing to do, but you can understand why some people would be like, oh, you're from Massachusetts. You're one of those people.
No, yeah. I was going to say, like, if you move somewhere, then and you're not severing and abandoning the place that you came from, then that's an issue. And so if you're like, if I was to keep pieces of the place I came with me, then someone in New Hampshire would have every right to object to that. It's like, well, if you like where you came from, stay there. If you like where you moved to, then move to that place and be one of those people. So if people aren't doing that, yeah, that's an issue also.
Yeah, I'm not going to say that one guy who is my roommate, that's who you're referring to,
yep,
having a conversation with a couple people on the streets of Keene that wasn't satisfying to him is in any way significant or insignificant, if that evidence that there are people being trucked in for these protests. Further, the Keene, New Hampshire is like 96% white. It's very, very homogenous kind of population here, and the portion of the attendees that were white were probably 96% at this particular event. So it wasn't like they got it wasn't like they got a bunch of, you know, inner city blacks from Boston to come up to the Keene, New Hampshire protest.
Nope.
So if there were people coming in from Massachusetts, it was white people from Massachusetts.
I never claimed they came from Massachusetts.
In. Okay,
and
well,
I don't know
where they came from. Right?
If they came into Keene, they either likely came
from Massachusetts or Vermont, right? Or they came from somewhere else in New Hampshire,
right? Or someplace else in New Hampshire. And
yeah.
I kind of like what I want to do is explore this idea. So if I come from a town surrounding Westmoreland, mm-hmm, New Hampshire, which,
yeah,
is a town directly adjacent to,
yeah,
Keene, for the BLM protest in Keene, does that make my voice less meaningful in the BLM protest, more meaningful, or any of those things?
I wouldn't say it makes you any less meaningful.
If I come from the adjacent county, Hillsborough, too keen. Is my voice...
You took the time to come to a thing that you thought was
important. Less meaningful or more meaningful?
I would say it is neither.
And I think that it's...
Well, I think that what a protest is trying to convey is the people here think X, Y, Z. So if the people at the protest aren't the people that live there...
What does it mean to live here? I think that's what Mark is getting to. Are you saying that only people from within the arbitrary jurisdiction of the city of Keene, that particular landmass, should go?
We can abandon the government's borders and use like the general vicinity. So
what does that mean?
If you're outside
50 miles?
Is it a place you usually go to? Would you go there to get groceries? Would you go there to conduct business normally?
Well, people normally come here to go and get business done from as far away as Massachusetts and Vermont regularly.
But they have no attachment to Keene, though. So
okay, well, that's contradictory to what you just said.
If I go to Disney World, then I'm not somehow relevant to Florida.
Okay, so then you take it back, then. You don't mean the people who go and do business in Keene. Because
is that where they go? So if you live outside the city limits, if Keene is where you go to do things when you need things done,
yeah,
that's one thing. If
that's
you live
what they do.
50 miles away in Mass, and Keene is where you go... When you have a big grocery run because you don't want to pay sales theft, mm-hmm, that's another thing.
Okay, so the reasons why somebody goes to the place are important to you. I mean, we're just getting off into the weeds.
Yeah, because then I could just go to a protest in L.A. and be like, well, I count as L.A. because I went here and look, I rented
a hotel
room.
Okay, but that's not what's happening. We're not talking about that. There's not anybody who's going to fly across the country to go to Keene, New Hampshire's Black Lives Matter
you
protest.
You don't know that.
Okay, I'm just going to go ahead and say that.
You don't know where they're from. So
I spoke with some of them, and they told me they were from Keene, and one guy said he was from Concord.
Okay. I'm just curious as to what it is. What is it about geography that makes us this primate that is, I mean, we're territorially based.
Mm-hmm.
And to say otherwise is nonsense. Well, property exists because we're a territorial primate.
Yeah.
And
people have tribes in certain areas. And
it's hard to have a community with someone who's passed, X distance away.
Okay,
and so
but
if you are, then you're not part of the community, which is the relevant
I see what
place.
You're saying, but if these people are regular visitors to Keene, then they are part of the community, right? Like if they come more than a few times a year, that would qualify. You care enough to go more than once. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want here. It's Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Local.bitcoin.com.
This COVID-19 thing has turned the world upside down. Regardless of what you believe about it, it has changed our lives. But what's not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience is not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. Email my sales manager, Matthew@freetalklive.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You're invited if you want to join us here. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Protests. This wasn't where I was intending to go by bringing this up, but we ended up talking about what does it mean to have people coming in from outside of an area, and, you know, are there viewpoints that are being expressed at a physical location as legitimate as those who live in that general area. I think that kind of sums up the question on the table. Our toll-free number, if you want to weigh in on that, is 855-450-FREE. I didn't even get to the point I was trying to make about where I was last night and how this particular Black Lives Matter event compared to the previous two that I'd been to. And there was an important difference, and it's not a good one. We'll tell you about that here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. Now, communities issue their own currency backed by Intercoin. They can choose to inflate the circulating supply of their own money to spend on internal projects, or they can choose to tax certain transactions and remove money from circulation. These activities deterministically change the exchange rate of the community's local money to Intercoin without affecting the other communities or the rest of the Intercoin ecosystem. Each community can choose its own policies and openly program them into their coins, and each individual can choose what coins to get and how to spend them with upfront knowledge of what they're getting into. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space, and we think it's important here on Free Talk Live. So important, Free Talk Live accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Incorporated for advertising. If you think this freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. That's intercoin.org. Ian, Melanie, and Mark here in the studio. We're going to your phone calls and thoughts. Jerome is on the line in South Carolina. Jerome, you're on Free Talk Live.
South Carolina, not North Carolina.
Yes, that's what I said. Go ahead.
Anyway, is Xi Jinping, Vladimir Trump, and J. Edgar Hoover Barr, are they going to beg Russia to help them win another election? Because every time I look or I hear about a poll, Trump's not doing so good. Okay.
It didn't look good for Trump.
I mean,
right
I'm
now.
Not privy to what Putin does, so.
Yeah, and I don't know what Xi Jinping has to do with that.
I mean, I'm not. Why would he tell me?
Oh, you mean like poisoning people and putting hit squads on people? You're not familiar with
well, okay,
Vladimir?
I guess it would be more accurate to say I'm not privy to what Putin thinks and is going to do. I mean, obviously, I have
no,
the same news
as you. I'm going by what he has done already.
But you asked what he's going to do.
Who do you think is more dangerous to the future of the United States, Xi Jinping or Vladimir Putin?
Hey, sir. Hey, how many people did they murder in Tiananmen Square?
Lots.
How many people has mysteriously disappeared and or died in Russia? It's a toss-up, man.
It's not a toss-up. It is not a toss-up.
The threat to the United States is Donald Trump and the rest of the 535 maniacs in Congress.
I need to mention one other thing. You know, you were talking to me about, I don't know which one of you was talking about how many bombs President Obama dropped on countries while he was in office. You look up Trump's bombing record, okay?
Well, that's
look
really
up Trump's
tough.
Bombing record.
So Donald Trump is,
I looked
doesn't
it up.
Report it.
Oh, yeah, well, my president dropped more bombs than your president did. This is a stupid comparison.
The U.S. has not been territorially attacked in over a century. Any president within the past century who's dropped one bomb has dropped too many.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Look
these people are all tyrants.
Record.
I mean, are you making excuses
like at this
for
point,
dropping
we're
bombs?
Arguing about who's the worst serial killer.
I'm not making any excuse. I'm looking for balance. Something I don't hear a lot because I live in a Republican state, okay? I'm looking for balance.
Well, that's why we're here, Jerome. We provide that
thank
balance.
Thank God for that. God bless America.
Well, you can thank your local program director. Give him a call and say thanks for airing Free Talk Live.
We're not on speaking terms. Hey, I thank you for bringing you, but we're not on speaking terms.
Well, send him,
what I mean.
Send him a card. There's nothing you can say about that, right?
There you go.
I'll send him some black orchids.
Okay, whatever it takes. Thanks, Jerome, for the call tonight. Right. I appreciate it, man. Cindy's in Virginia listening to WNIS. Cindy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I was just going to make a comment that you guys were talking about. Does it make any difference whether persons come from out of your area to protest? And the only thing I would say to add to what you guys were already saying was that it makes a difference if they're violent because they're being brought into your area, destroying property, and then leaving, and they don't have to suffer the consequences of.
Totally agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was
that
really
did not happen. I'd just like to point that out. The Keene event was completely peaceful, and everything that happened after that was completely peaceful. There was no issues whatsoever.
The keen event was during the day also.
Right, but then some people would, you know, if they were going to cause trouble, would hang around till later and cause trouble later. They didn't.
I might concede that people from out of the area are more likely to be violent, but, you know, as far as I'm concerned, if I've got a storefront, I don't care whether somebody from my hometown threw a brick through it or somebody from Poughkeepsie came in and did it.
But someone from the outside is more likely
to
do it.
That's what I said before I started the statement.
Right, right.
Because they don't have to deal with it because they can still go to their store without a brick through
it. Yeah, they don't care. They're not from this area. They don't care.
I say get the ID off the body.
well, my question, too, is why is it, like in Virginia, I know a friend of mine went down to a storefront and there was a few hundred people being bussed by Black Lives Matter to an event in Norfolk, and they were being bussed from Hampton. Hampton had several of its own events, and so I'm just kind of wondering, you know, what was the purpose of that? You know, why were they organizing to bring people? Were they trying to make it look like there were more protesters in certain areas?
Well, I mean, at this point, we're kind of speaking on what someone else thinks in their head, but to me, the obvious motivation for that would be to make it look like your event has more support than it does, that it's more widespread than it actually is, stuff like that.
Yeah, I kind of wonder, because also Norfolk and Virginia Beach did turn violent after it turned dark, and apparently these were well organized because the police already had advance notice that these things were going to happen, even to the time that it was going to turn violent.
Interesting.
Because my daughter was at one of the events pretty much most of the time, and everything was pretty peaceful. They left, and then her friend's sister was still there, and she was there when she reported that it turned violent, and they broke into some of the storefront areas where the march had ended, and that the police didn't throw the first thing. The protesters actually threw some kind of a incendiary canister or tear gas canister or something at the police. And I think somebody got hit in the head with that. But anyway, then immediately they said, okay, this is a peaceful protest anymore. You're illegal. You can't be here anymore, so you have to disperse immediately. So, and that's what I wish all the cities would do. You know, I am all for people protesting peacefully. You know, more power to you. I'm all with you. 100% of everyone I've ever talked to over this Mr. Floyd issue, I don't care whether he was a criminal before or whatever. What happened to him was wrong. And that policeman is getting what he deserves. He should be in jail for murder. But all this violence, I mean, I just don't understand. What's the point of this? What is it proving, and how is it helping their cause or anybody's cause?
Well, it doesn't. Whenever you have a movement, and it's a public thing, right? It's happening publicly in public places.
Right. People don't sign up.
You can't control who shows up. And so even if you do everything possible to keep people peaceful and encourage peaceful behavior, if some fool wants to show up and throw a brick through a window because that's what they got, you know, a hard on to do or whatever, they're going to do it.
Or if the cops want to put in an agent provocateur.
Right.
If you say that a protest can't go on because there's been a violent act that happened in that protest, then all the police departments have to do is send out one of their guys in regular clothes to do something violent.
And that's happened.
And everything's shut down.
And the police have been caught doing that stuff. So thank you, Cindy. Great call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says he's given the order for National Guard troops to be withdrawn from the nation's capital. He says things are now under control. The president had ordered thousands of troops and federal law enforcement to the city to dominate the streets after some incidents of looting and violence. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser then called on him to withdraw the National Guard troops. Attorney General William Barr spoke on CBS's Face the Nation about President Trump's demand last Monday to put 10,000 active-duty troops into the streets to calm the protests. Defense Secretary Mark Esper joined Chief Chair Mark Milley, and Barr objected.
Everyone agreed that the use of regular troops is a last resort, and that as long as matters can be controlled with other resources, they should be. I felt we had adequate resources and wouldn't need to use federal troops.
This is USA Radio News. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says after a peaceful Saturday night, the 8 p.m. curfew no longer seems necessary.
Honestly, I hope it's the last time we will ever need a curfew in New York City.
More than 2,000 people were arrested in New York since the start of the protests. But the mayor is looking forward, focusing on healing, reopening, and rebuilding.
This is a moment that every New Yorker should celebrate as our achievement together, your achievement, because you did the hard work to fight back the coronavirus so we could get to phase one.
Phase one reopening for the city includes manufacturing, construction, and retailers' curbside pickup. Former Vice President Joe Biden is traveling to Houston on Monday to meet with the family of George Floyd. Last week, Floyd family attorney Ben Crump said that Biden was welcome to attend the funeral, but he declined because he didn't want to disrupt the memorial with his large footprint of Secret Service. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. This live Sunday edition of the program. Joining you in the studio is Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
Minneapolis may be looking to disband their police department. Melanie's got that story. That's on the way here tonight, and that sounds potentially promising. Sounds unlikely, but I'm willing to hear more about that. And then also a major update on the Michigan situation with a 77-year-old barber who has been just really doing what it takes to continue running his business despite the lockdown, violating the various different governor's orders there. We'll tell you what happened in his case with the Supreme Court. And our toll-free number, again, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, the Discord call-in line rooms are over at discord.lrn.fm. Hop into one of those. We'll join you in there, and then you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. So the rest of the story that I was telling at the beginning of the show, how I've been to three different Black Lives Matter-related protests-slash-vigil events in three different cities here in New Hampshire. So there was Manchester was the first one I went to. That was last Saturday. Then Keene had one on, like, Wednesday or Thursday or something like that. And then there was one last night in Nashville. I took the night off from the show to go to. And there was a key difference between what I saw at Nashua and what I saw at Manchester and Keene. And that is, at Nashua, the event had been co-opted by politicians. And that was not good.
Well, that's where it's going to go.
and that's where it has gone. So in
that's what happened to
Occupy.
Did Occupy have politicians? It did.
It did. So and
certainly
that's
the Tea Party.
That happened there too. So what you have is this pattern where there's this thing. It's a grassroots thing. It starts from the grassroots or whatever. Now some people believe it's all completely organized from the outside, that it's the Soroses and whatever. Whatever. It looked grassroots to me. Okay.
Yeah.
Being at Manchester, being at Keene, I know the guy who organized the Keene thing.
Yep.
Turns out. And so I mean I don't think that was as fake as some people want to believe that it is.
Right,
but
you can dismiss it because it's somebody from far away who has put it together. And this is one of the things that I wanted to talk about when we talked about sort of location. Go ahead.
Well, I'm not talking about the people organizing it. So the people organizing it are from around here.
Right.
But they brought in politicians at the Nashua event to speak. And I suspect
from New Hampshire,
they,
right?
Mostly from Nashua. But so they had like the mayor who read a proclamation, and then there were, a couple of aldermen from the Nashua City Council, and then there was a New Hampshire senator. I don't think she's from Nashua. I'm not sure where she's from, but there was there's a black lady who's a New Hampshire senator. She's the first black person, I believe, to be on the New Hampshire Senate in history. If not the first black woman. She's got some importance for sure. But she's
the Republicans ran a black guy for U.S. Senate last
term.
Talking
about state Senate.
I know.
So anyway, she gets on the stage and she's talking about how most cops are good people. And I'm like, oh, my God, does this lady know her audience? But that was the beginning of it, and I knew it was going to be getting bad from there because then they brought the mayor up, and like I said, he just reads this proclamation, which, of course, a proclamation doesn't mean anything, right? A proclamation is where the city council and the mayor say, we, the city of Nashua, believe, blah, 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 blah. It doesn't say anything about what we're going to do. It doesn't say anything about, oh, yeah, we're going to tell our police department to stop enforcing victimless crime laws. They didn't do that. Right? There wasn't any actual promise. Right? Politicians make promises all the time when they're running for office. In this case, they had actual office-holding politicians, so they did nothing of the sort. They didn't make any promises.
Why would they?
They just got up and released some platitudes or whatever. That was basically what they did. And so that was a big change between these events. And so it is definitely following the pattern of the Tea Party, following the pattern of Occupy, which, of course, was about a decade ago now, by the way. Occupy was, I think, 2011. And it went the same way, where politicians saw a parade and they ran out in front of the parade and it worked. So I am expecting that. You know, there's a lot of talk about, oh, is this another revolution in America? I don't know if you've seen some of the headlines out there. I had one in my show prep as well where, you know, people are seeing the craziness in the streets, and it is at a level that I don't think we've ever seen in recent decades in the United States. So I don't mean to downplay the importance of what has been going on, but I'll say this. If the events continue to be co-opted by the political class, these politicians, this movement isn't going to go anywhere.
That's what happened with Occupy. That's what happened with Tea Party. And that's what's going to happen here.
That's the way it looks, at least up here.
Yeah.
At least for right now.
That's how it's going to go. Politicians love a parade because they can hop out in front of it. And
as long as people keep getting fooled by these politicians, then the cycle will begin yet again. People
and don't
will
forget
calm down.
What Occupy did. And what the politicians did to it. Don't forget what the Tea Party did and what the politicians did to it. So the Tea Party was about lower taxes. Politicians get in there and they start, with your regular Republican talking points.
Yep.
And they divided everybody. And then everything was gone. Like, it just went away. Yeah, they got a few people in office. Things have changed, changed in so much as the faces changed.
But nothing has changed.
Probably not. I mean, I think you could say
did the Republicans make government smaller?
When did they have a chance since the Tea Party?
Trump?
Yeah, Trump. Was there a Republican House, Republican Senate?
I think there was.
Republican White House?
For a short time?
No, I guess. It would be the answer.
Okay, no.
It doesn't surprise me. I'm just making sure that we're making a true statement.
And I guarantee you that if there's a wave of blue, Democrats that get into office, they're not going to reform the police in any meaningful sense either. There's not going to be an end to the war on drugs, which, of course, is a huge factor in why young people and blacks and Hispanics
right.
are
you
targeted.
You can't talk about race relations in the United States without talking about the war on drugs. You can't have an honest
conversation. Not a single word about that was mentioned on the stage last night at this Nashua event. Nothing. So I got to say, because of that, I'm not particularly optimistic that this time anything is going to change. But then again, I'm just talking about the events I've been to here in New Hampshire, right? Like, these may be completely different than the energy and the people involved in other places. But if you want to weigh in on that discussion, you're welcome to join us. Meanwhile, we go to Robert in South Carolina listening to WTMA. Go ahead, Robert.
Hello, sir. Good evening. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Yep.
I just wanted to say that in the competition between China and Russia with vis-a-vis the United States, there's no question in my mind that China will beat both the United States and Russia, pants down. I mean, pants
at
down.
How so?
Why?
At
why?
What?
Because they have the three most important characteristics under control. One is the people power. The second one is the investment power. And the third one is the priorities and the planning. China has investing 20 times as much as in the United States as genetic research, which I consider to be by far the most important aspect. The people power, they have about four times as many people as the Chinese as the Russians do. And in far as terms of investments, they're very strong in that area, investing in just about every country in the world significantly. And they have their five-year plan stretched out now for 100 years. They have everything planned for about 100 years. So, and they also have a system that provides them with a kind of the ability to make decisions quickly and effectively with little resistance or virtually no resistance, to be more exact.
Agreed. So I've listened to your points, and I like what you've said. I think you've thought about this. I would say this regarding decision-making. Decisions that are made quickly and implemented quickly aren't always an asset. So if you make the wrong decision and implement it quickly, then all you've done is implemented a bad decision. And authoritarians don't get a lot of great feedback. You know, so they are more likely to make bad decisions. I would further say China has an ineffective military. They've basically been in no conflicts or no conflicts of consequence, whereas the United States military is battle-hardened with centuries, sadly, of experience in this arena. Yes, they've got soft power, and they can implement soft power, meaning money given to other countries for development, that sort of thing. If we can keep Robert, I'd like him to
sure.
address this. But the United States citizens hate the idea of giving money to other countries. And I'd say that, yeah, the Chinese government has an advantage there.
We're coming up here in moments, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. A major update from the Supreme Court on the Michigan barber's civil disobedience coming up.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live brought to you by Bitcoin.com. Go and get the basics on Bitcoin, cryptocurrency, like Bitcoin Cash at Bitcoin.com. Also, if you are not so new to cryptocurrency, you can go and get the latest news headlines there on their news site over at news.bitcoin.com. They've got their own exchange. They've got local.bitcoin.com that allows you to buy and sell Bitcoin Cash directly from other people. It's a pretty cool site. There's a lot to it at bitcoin.com. With you tonight, you've got Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
Thanks, by the way, to Teddy Graham, who is a Free Talk Live Gold amplifier, somebody who supports the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It helps us get on more radio stations around the United States and bring new people on board to hear the ideas of freedom. So if that's valuable to you, if it's worth the cost of a fancy cup of coffee or a cheeseburger, I imagine those prices are going up pretty soon, then the AMP program is only $5 a month, and it makes a big difference for us to when you do that. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com like Teddy Graham did. He is a gold amplifier, so he's doing $10 a month, so thank you for that. Over at amp.freetalklive.com. Mark, you wanted to continue the discussion with Robert from South Carolina. He's still on with us. You were talking about China and Russia and, like, who's a bigger threat. Is that what the point of this discussion was?
Yeah, I think that's what it was. And Robert pointed out some of the very good points surrounding China. I would add to Robert's points. He says they've got the people power, meaning that they've got four times the population of the U.S. and Russia. I guess they must be the same. He said Russia, so I presume. Since it is four times the population of the U.S., I presume the populations are very similar.
Russia has a population of 144 million.
So it's about eight times the population of Russia.
China has 1.39 billion. So about China's about 10 times
Russia
the size.
But I would also point out that China graduated last year 10 times the STEM graduates that the United States did, mm-hmm. with four times the population, which shows a population that is either more interested in or more directed towards useful and important from a global domination standpoint jobs.
Mm-hmm.
I would also point out that the graduates the United States had were probably what I'll call demographically dubious, meaning that a lot of them probably weren't really Americans, aren't Americans. They're probably people, you know, foreigners coming to the United States to graduate. And many of those are Chinese. And then they're Chinese Americans and Indian Americans and these sorts of things. Now, look, I want as many Chinese Americans in the United States as we can possibly get because I think they're great Americans. But at the same time, I would say that, you know, China seems to have no problem infiltrating places, including the United States, and they have to do that with people. And likely those people will be Chinese people pretending to be Chinese Americans. Robert?
Yes, sir. I agree with all of that. And I have a couple of friends who are experts in their field. One of them is originally Russian, and he came from Russia as a child, and the Chinese invited him to come to visit. And I have another good friend in the United States who came from Israel, actually, and he works for the United States government. He's one of their leading researchers, and the Chinese invited him also to come to visit. And when he came back, he told me, man, they're going to bury us. That's what, and he's a genetic researcher. So just to give you an idea of where they stand, the Chinese are dead serious, and beside that, they plan 100 years in advance. Not just, they have 25-year plans lined up. It's very difficult to predict exactly what the future will bring, but as I mentioned before, if they have to make any changes, they're ready, willing, and able to do that on the spot, as we see it's necessary. And in addition to that, when the Chinese give money out, they give it with strings attached. Yeah. You have to cooperate with them in every way, shape, or form if you know what's good for you.
If you want more of the money, plus they're basically doing what was written about in the Memoirs of an Economic Hitman, if I remember that correctly, Confessions of an Economic Hitman.
Yeah, sounds right.
Yeah, whatever it might be, they're using that as a guide on how to create soft power around the world. So, yeah, and I'll tell you, in a battle, if you have two sides and one side knows that they're in a battle and the other side doesn't.
Mm. Thank you, Robert, for your call tonight. Appreciate it. Let's go to Larry in Indianapolis, listening online. Go ahead, Larry.
I was just looking at the protest here in that town, and it was a radio program this morning in the city, and there was a woman from Black Lives Matter on there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what she's doing is she's using a religious model to dupe her followers. The first thing she said is we want to defund law enforcement. She knows that that's impossible, and she knows it's not going to happen. Then she started making fanatical claims. Then she started using...
Well, hold on, Larry. I want to just interrupt you on that first point about defunding law enforcement. So at our local libertarian meetup here today, there was a gentleman who is a regular attendee who was talking about what the media has been saying, because apparently CNN ran an article recently saying, protesters are saying defund law enforcement. Here's what that means. And then CNN explains that what they mean by defund law enforcement, now whether the individual actually means this or not is another question, but CNN is trying to create the narrative.
Whoa, so, wait, I know that sounds scary, so let's explain it to you.
Yeah, so CNN's like, oh, well, what that means is they want to take a portion of law enforcement funding and redirect it towards helping the poor or something like that, right? Take a portion of law enforcement and redirect it. So it's not like they're saying, and again, individuals, I bet, would agree that law enforcement should be completely disbanded, many of them. But CNN's trying to present this perspective of, oh, it's just a small, you know, it's just a cut to law enforcement. We're going to cut funding from law enforcement, maybe demilitarize them a little bit, and move the money elsewhere. So it's not going to make government smaller. It's probably not going to really make law enforcement that much smaller. It's just talk. That's all it is. Go ahead.
I mean, somebody could say, I want something to happen.
And it won't.
And that doesn't mean they think it's going to.
Well, yeah. They were talking 6 months ago about defunding ICE, and ICE is still here.
Yeah.
That's a fanatical claim, right? We know it's not going to happen. It's unattainable, but they use this to dupe their followers into thinking it's really going to happen. They also said that they want to make the police go around without guns and talk about the FOP. Well, if you understand how the FOP works, they're just the brotherhood that offers a law enforcement service to any
FOP is
under contract.
The FOP is what?
It's a mutual insurance society that are for the benefit of their members, and they do contract.
Is that the fraternal organization of police?
That's
what does
right.
It stand for?
Yeah. Fraternal, that means blood is in the mix somewhere. Mm-hmm. So what happens is these people come online about what they're going to do. They want the cops to walk around the street with no guns. Well, you know,
I actually think that's a decent proposal.
They do it England and most of Europe.
Here's the solution. They need to get together and get their own order of police and then compete contractually against these cops that are out there now.
Well, are you talking about that there would be a free market in protection services? Because if that's, I mean, I'm on board with that. That sounds great.
So they have threat management in Detroit. That's a private sector security agency. It's not police because police are not a security agency. That's kind of how they sell themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You can't really compete. Like, if I could have a security agency, I mean, probably not me, but if somebody has a security agency and they do, you know, 100% good job, the police will still exist because the police don't have to have a market demand. They exist through stealing money and killing people.
Well,
so you can't out-compete an aggressor because they're not competing.
Well, here you go. You got a problem, right? Now, you have to have a salvation to that problem. And I think for all these Black Lives Matter people, they need to get together at training schools and everything and train their own cops. And then when the city council lets the public safety budget, they can come in there and bid on the contract just like anybody else. We bid on the contract now. And the people can decide this also because they're going to say, we're going to eliminate deadly force. If somebody's at your house shooting and a gunfight at your house, we're going to drive on by and let them kill whoever gets killed and let them see how you like it. But I think this whole thing is nothing but using a religious model, the fanatical claim, the convictional language like liberty and justice and equality. Those are all
religious. Well, that's all politics. I think you're onto something there, Larry, and thank you for the call tonight. I mean, that's ultimately what the belief of the state is. It's a religious model, except they're not as open with the whole idea that, or they don't actually have any kind of statement about the origin of the universe. Okay, so that's the one thing that, or the purpose or nature of it. That's sort of the one key difference between a religion and what the state is.
But people seem to faithfully believe that somehow we couldn't make it by providing goods and services in the marketplace as opposed to a monopoly system like the state.
Right, and it is believed with a religious fervor.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that statism is a religion. It
certainly has traffic.
Almost all of the requirements to be a religion.
That were put forth by the state, who doesn't want people to think it's a religion. Those requirements.
Well, no, I just mean like the definition of a religion. It's pretty much a religion. 855-453. They do believe in something that is a supernatural superpower kind of thing that is greater than the sum of its parts. That's the whole idea behind the state. And we'll continue here in moments. Hour number two is next on Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.